This is Michael Youssef, and you're listening to today's My Devotional, Uncompromising Truth for Everyday Faith. The 3rd of February, 2026. Standing firm in God's strength. This is only a fable, but the principle is very true. There was a hunter who had taken aim at a very large and angry bear. The hunter was ready to pull the trigger of his rifle when he heard the bear speak in a soothing voice, "Isn't it better to talk than to shoot? Why don't we negotiate this matter? What do you want?" The hunter lowered his rifle and answered, "I would like a fur coat." The bear said, "This is good. I think there is something we can do about that. All I want is a full stomach. Maybe we can compromise." So they sat down to talk. A little while later, the bear walked away alone. The negotiations had been successful. The bear had his full stomach, and the hunter had his fur coat. There are many believers who think it is perfectly acceptable to enter a spiritual dialogue with the enemy. They lower their weapons and negotiate. But Peter admonishes us to be vigilant and firm in our faith. After the successful Battle of Jericho, Joshua learned a painful lesson regarding the enemy's tactics. He discovered that the consequence of sin is destruction, both spiritual and physical destruction. The next battle on Israel's list was the little town of Ai, which should have been an easy victory. However, sin had entered the camp of God's people. Joshua, celebrating his victory at Jericho, ceased to be sober, prayerful, and alert. He did not consecrate himself or remain watchful. As a result, many of his soldiers died in battle. The moment Joshua turned to the Lord seeking forgiveness, God revealed the problem and the solution. Are you remaining diligent in your devotion to Christ, or have you drifted spiritually? Let us pray. Precious Lord, help me to be spiritually alert so that I might serve you well in the tasks you've called me to. Grant me discernment to not compromise your truth. Help me to close any doors left open to sin. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Today's My Devotional has been provided by Leading the Way.